This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's on
you're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way.
Wow. So the White House pulls Jim Acosta's pass after that wild press conference, just part of what happened in the day. The biggest story, though, has to be what happened with Jeff Sessions. He is out. So how about that? Sessions is done. More of the rumblings on what happened there. Plus, it is the day after Election Day, and a couple days after that, as we roll into some of that analysis of what happened and what's been the reaction to the midterms. I don't think there was a political cartoon that I happened to see today traveling where it showed voters all lined up, and it said it wasn't a wave, it was a tsunami of voters turning out, and I think that's the great way to put it. So in bouncing back here, and hi everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In bouncing back here and talking about this Jim Acosta and the exchange that happened with Donald Trump, here's a little bit of a more of that exchange between the two.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
Let me ask, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President,
So it went like that, and there were other reporters that were kind of yelling in the background, and the bottom line is Jim Acosta has been at CNN for a very, very long time. I want to say that he started there maybe just after I started my career, but they call it a hard pass, and he was stripped of the hard pass. We'll ask Ellen Ratner, who's traveling as well, as she joins us later in the show, about the hard pass and what happened there, because now he doesn't have access to the White House grounds. CNN said they give their full support to him. What are they going to say? And the president got upset. You know, at some of the questionings, and you heard what he said, that he's a horrible person. He treats Sarah Sanders horribly, and that was it. I've never seen anything like that, though. And even Peter Baker, the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, said on Twitter, since the whole world goes to Twitter for news, that this is something he'd never seen since he started covering the White House in 1996. Reporters who regularly cover the White House are routinely granted hard passes to get in and out of the grounds. And I don't know, does he get some other entry pass for his work? Wednesday night, he was turned away at the gate, and he had to give that pass to the Secret Service. So more of the strange doings in Washington, D.C. Let's roll through a couple of other things. As I said, the big thing is Jeff Sessions ousted. That's the end of Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. You know, this had been something that was, I think, blowing in the wind for a while. But now it's a question of what happens with the Russia investigation. There is an interim successor who is publicly advocating for a very limited inquiry. Sessions resigned on Wednesday at the president's request, and it's a move that has a lot of people talking about special counsel Robert Mueller and what happens there. Nancy Pelosi said Trump's firing of Sessions was a blatant attempt to undermine Mueller's work. So as we roll forward on that, some of the reaction included something from Chuck Schumer, the longtime Democratic senator from New York, and Chris Coons as well, the senator from Delaware. Here's what they both had to say.
partly, I think, what we're seeing here today is the president's mastery of changing the subject. We had a significant political win last night, a switch of at least 28 seats, maybe as many as 35 in the House. Democrats now will have firm control of the House in January, and that means the president's ability to legislate with both houses of Congress supporting him is at an end. This significantly weakens him.
And any then attorney general, whether this one or another one, should not be able to interfere with the Mueller investigation in any way. They should not be able to end it. They should not be able to limit it. They should not be able to interfere with Mueller going forward and doing what he thinks is the right thing. And that will help guide us as we go through this process.
All right. Two Democratic senators, as I said, reacting about Mueller and what does that mean moving forward. As I said, U.S. Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, you heard him first, and then that was Schumer talking about the reaction to what happens next. And the former chief of staff for Sessions, Matt Whitaker, is the acting attorney general, by the way, and that happened after Sessions announced his resignation. So how about that? And by the way, Senator Coons has a bill that protects the special counsel from interference, from being removed or fired. It hasn't been approved to enter the Senate floor by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yet. He believes the bill would help shield the investigators in the coming months. Other members of the Judiciary Committee, the Senate body heading the Russia investigation, have also released all kinds of statements. And that was the kind of day that it was, where there was the back and forth with Jim Acosta, and then the CNN reporter, and then there was the big shoe that dropped was the Sessions basically firing, right? The forced resignation, and the reaction was wild. I mean, everywhere I turned, people, honestly, I haven't gotten that much reaction to anything in a very long time. Even what we saw with the election and talking about 100 women in the House and or 100 women elected, rather, and who lost and what happened and Beto O'Rourke versus Ted Cruz for that Senate seat in Texas. But as much as I had reaction to the election itself, this had the most reaction besides the campaign Kemp claiming victory in the Georgia race, but they're saying it's too close to call, but he, you know, for governor, but he is calling that over Stacey Abrams, the Senate minority leader. She refused to concede on Tuesday night, hoping that the remaining votes that might not have been counted will get Kemp's total to under 50%. Georgia law mandates if no candidate gets 50% of the vote, then the election heads to a runoff. There were a lot of delays in some of the Democratic areas. There were problems at various polling places, so we don't know what ultimately is going to be the final decision on that governorship that hangs in the balance in the state of Georgia. Much more to come in the wake of what's going on in Washington here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
So we can look at us, they can look at us, then we can look at them, and it'll go back and forth, and it'll probably be very good for me politically. I could see it being extremely good politically, because I think I'm better at that game than they are, actually. But we'll find out. I mean, you know, we'll find out. Or we can work together.
All right, so the president, talking about the midterms, you heard him there. You know, we play the game, they play the game. Who plays the game better? We'll find out. Or we could work together. Wow, what a novel idea if the people in Washington could work together. That used to be the drumbeat we heard on this show from so many of you. Forever. We're celebrating 10 years of America tonight. All right, here's what's so interesting. 113 million people voted. Wow, 110 female winners. I said the deal about 100 females winning. $5.2 billion was spent midterm elections, which is crazy. That didn't used to happen. You weren't spending a ton of money on the midterms. Now it's inevitable that that has to happen. I mentioned just before we bounced out of our last segment that Stacey Abrams refused to concede in Georgia. So still a little bit up in the air as to who's going to be the governor of Georgia. So the day after and the day after this and the day after that, what's it going to look like? Battle gear is on the Mueller probe. Is it on the brink? Is it going to collapse now that Jeff Sessions is out of here? What does that look like? So some stormy weather in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, opening up with Jim Acosta, the longtime CNN reporter, getting the hard pass revoked and the Secret Service blocking the entry to him so he couldn't get in. He couldn't get into the White House. Look, if they say you don't have the pass, you don't have the pass. And boy, oh boy, it got revoked that easy. So interesting to see some of what, you know, some of what's happened, including there was, I mentioned this last night as I was ripping through everything, the results as fast as I could get them. But Florida voters actually approved an amendment to end greyhound racing. And for some of you, you might say, you know, so what? But all the years that I've been going to Florida, I have to tell you, I have been by so many greyhound racing places. They're extremely, extremely popular. So Amendment 13 won approval from 5.4 million Floridians with a 69-31% victory, well above the 60% needed to pass. So I think because of the conditions of the dogs and some of the horrible stories people were reporting on and hearing about, I guess, they decided, you know, this is an old school thing that used to happen, but we're not going to have that anymore. I want to remind everybody that we are doing Nail the Score, and that is coming up in our next segment. So our next segment will contain Nail the Score. So many of you have asked me about that, and yes, it's happening. Ellen Ratner, who is traveling, is calling us later than normally. We would speak to her in the beginning of the show, and we want to get her take on what's happened at the White House, particularly since she's had a hard pass there forever, it seems, and I'm sure she has some definite thoughts on that. So in our next segment, we will be doing Nail the Score. What is Nail the Score? It's when we pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. Kind of like voting. You just weigh in on a score and who you think's going to win. And if you're lucky and you're a good guesser, you could be a big winner. It would be very cool to be a big winner, wouldn't it? I think it would be especially cool to see somebody do that. We've had a couple of winners, although it has been a little bit of a while since that's happened. A little bit of time has passed since then. All right, so the midterm elections, Donald Trump talking about fighting back, and we'll see, maybe we can work together. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, we know that's inevitable. Here's what she said about the midterms.
We look forward to a new kind of a new era in terms of what has happened. This past 2 years has seemed like a very, very long time in terms of the path that has taken us down.
And there was a very interesting story written in a very good paper recently that talked about the fact that it isn't good what the media is doing, and that I do have the right to fight back because I'm treated very unfairly. So I do fight back, and I'm fighting back not for me. I'm fighting back for the people of this country.
So how about that? We will see, like the president says, you know, how many times will I say that on this show? If I could read the tea leaves and tell you exactly what's going to happen, boy, oh boy, I have no idea what kind of show I'd be doing then, because I could forecast the exact outcomes of elections and how they roll out and what happens. But history was definitely made with women and minorities as far as the midterm elections are concerned. And with one person claiming victory, Kemp, in Georgia, and the other not saying no, not till the last votes are counted, that still is, as I've now said three or four times, that remains up in the air. And that's, boy, that's pretty interesting. When we think of the elections and we think of some of the wins, and I look at the impact, for example, you've got a war veteran who's 34, who people are talking about as the next Republican star, somebody to keep an eye on. And who is that person? And I've went and looked at Dan Crenshaw, and he was, interesting enough, he was a one-time Trump critic, and now they're saying, oh, he is a rising star. He was elected to the U.S. House on Tuesday. He beat out Democrat Todd Lytton in the Houston area, and his victory came 3 days after he was actually mocked on Saturday Night Live in an episode where Pete Davidson, one of the comedians, said Crenshaw's eye patch made him look like a hitman in a porno movie. Crenshaw lost his right eye while serving in Afghanistan 6 years ago. So, yeah, he got, you know, I've actually, Dan Crenshaw was actually speaking somewhere where I was, and we briefly met, and he's got an interesting past. He's got an interesting past about serving and then what happened as he tried to, you know, reset. And now here he is, elected to the House after beating out the Democrat. It was a big win, and a lot of people feel like he has a lot of potential when it comes to rising through the Republican ranks. So that was one story. Another story that was interesting, and I talked about this a couple of times in our last show, about some of the huge strides that were made and memorable moments that were had, I guess, in these midterm elections. And, you know, there were some really crazy moments throughout the, I think throughout, really honestly, throughout the entire day on election day. So whether it was Beto O'Rourke, by the way, who said to supporters, not really realizing what he was saying, "I'm so effing proud of you." Whoops, F-bombs don't go over well on TV. So he got close, but not close enough. Ted Cruz ultimately pulled that out. You have Jackie Rosen, who takes a Nevada Senate seat and had a big speech talking about hate will never win. The speeches were, I think some of the speeches were pretty interesting. The results were certainly interesting. Now you have a Democratic House and you've got a Republican Senate. So it is split for this president. But to re-rack, for sure, one of the top stories has to be that Jeff Sessions is out. He is out as the attorney general, and now you've got an acting or interim attorney general who is named Matthew Whitaker is his name, and he was on the advisory board of World Patent Marketing, a firm that was ordered to pay $26 million in a settlement this past May after the Fed said it duped aspiring inventors. Wow. A scam is what the Federal Trade Commission said. Although Whitaker wasn't one of the defendants, by the way. We're stepping out, then we're back in with Nail the Score here on ATN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jeff Sessions was forced out as Attorney General as President Trump has asked for his resignation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his concerns about how this may affect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
Protecting Mueller and his investigation
is paramount. It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation.
With the Democrats retaining the House, Nancy Pelosi is poised to return to her old job as House Speaker.
I heard the President say, I deserve to be the Speaker. I don't think anybody deserves anything. It's not about what you have done. It's what you can do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Hey, hey, everybody. Weary of talking about I voted and the election results? Yeah, some people are. I think this is something we're going to be talking about for a long time. The president is right in this because who knows? We don't know. It's just a question of what happens as we move. So we're moving forward with Nail the Score. Pass the word out, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This is how the game works. We pick the game of the week, throw it up there, throw it out there, and just like bingo, you scream out your score, or you say your score, and you pick a winner. Although that's a little different than bingo. So you pick who you think's going to win of the two teams. There's some really good games this week, but I think the rivalry game on Sunday night between the Cowboys and the Eagles is very intriguing. The Cowboys somehow are still in the NFC least, shockingly, and the Eagles aren't really lighting it up either at 4-4. NFC East is still up for grabs. So that is the game. What do you say will happen in this? Will it be the Eagles or will it be the Dallas Cowboys who end up winning it, and by what score? It's that simple. By the way, if you're listening to me, I know a lot of you are third shifters. You're working. You're sneaking in your listens. I get it. Wink, wink. Send it to me. Where can you go? You go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, and hit contact, let it rip, tell us what you think is going to happen. It's just that easy. We usually get 4 or 5 maybe Sometimes a little less or sometimes a little bit more. So I know you're hearing me, and you could win that way. Because it's legit, I get it, and it's before the segment, you know, as the segment is up, and it works. But otherwise, jump in at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. All right, let's go out to Pete in Texas. Hello, Peter.
Hola.
You're out of the bunker. Did you is the bunker covered in I voted stickers?
Yes, vote early, vote often.
Vote often. You have a good sense of humor. What do you think? Who do you like in this one?
Oh, the only thing the Cowboys got going for them right now is merchandise sales, so I'm going to have to go with Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, 35-28, Philly.
35-28, so high-scoring game. Peter, I like it. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. All right, Sharon in Maine, like Peter, she is loyal. I mean, she loves Nail the Score. So Philly or Dallas is the question, and what do you think the score is going to be? I'll say it again because so many people have asked me. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and just give me your score there. Voila, it's that easy. Boy, I want a winner. I want to see somebody win. And I've got some good inside baseball for you that I'm going to talk about with the Cowboys, just to Pete's comment about the merchandise, by the way, coming up here in a few minutes. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. You got that phone situation working.
I did. It freaked out on me. Must know tonight was Nail the Score.
What do you think? You think it's Philly or do you think it's Dallas?
I'm going to go with Eagles
31-24. Wow, Sharon, on the same page as Pete. I love it. Glad you could get through, Sharon. Enjoy the games. All right, let's go out to Billy, who's listening to us in Brownwood, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hey, I listen to you every night. You're awesome, Kate.
Thanks for saying that, Billy. I appreciate that. Who do you like in this one? Are you going to stick with the Cowboys, or are you sticking with the Eagles?
No, the Cowboys didn't look good last week, so I'm going to go with the Eagles and say 28-24 Eagles.
28, woohoo, 28-24. Billy, thanks, appreciate it. 28-24. Nathan somehow gets close in his guesses, and so I like it in that we emphasize the word guesses. So, Nathan, what do you think happens? Do you like Philly or do you like the Cowboys?
Philly. And what did Sharon say?
Sharon said she thought that the Eagles went 31-24, yeah.
I'm going to do 31-28.
I love it. 31-28, that's close. Thank you, Nathan. Okay, for me, there's no way I'm picking the Cowboys. Are you kidding? Pete nailed it. It's all about merchandise. The team is worth a gazillion dollars. There's no doubt about that. Hey, I used to fly with the Cowboys. I've been there through some good years, and it is pretty depressing to see what's happened lately with the Cowboys. And last week, they were just awful. I mean, just awful. It'd be very tough to go with the Cowboys. So with having said that, it's not even a question of me struggling on that one. I say Philadelphia wins it, and I think the final score is going to be 34-27. 34-27. So we got this thing surrounded in the 30s, you know. Billy said 28-24, and now I've got a bunch of emails. Trust me, I'll get to those in a second. Here's my quick story. I met a really cool guy when I was speaking. I met a bunch of great Texans, Texans and people from other places, but a lot of Texans. And I was speaking for a group of meeting planners in Lubbock, Texas. And I a guy came up to me and he said, hey, do you mind if I sit next to you for lunch? And I said, no, we were talking back and forth about his company. And he said to me, we were talking about golf, and he told me he plays golf with Tony Romo, you know, almost every week. And then he showed me the picture with Romo, and he was talking about, isn't it interesting, Romo in the booth with Jim Nance and how Jim Nance's voice is, and then Joe Buck in the booth with Troy Aikman. But what was really fascinating is he talked about knowing what was happening with the Dallas Cowboys. So why were they in this situation? And he said exactly what Pete said, and he saw it every single year that he's been close to people on the team and the team itself. The ebbs and the way things ebb and flow has really, really changed, especially being in the new facility. And then it's a question of Jason Garrett. And, wow, how does Jason Garrett hang on to his job? Nice guy, great guy, really. If you meet him personally, he's tremendous. But tremendous is not necessarily equate to being a great coach. So will there be some waves if the Cowboys continue to go down the path that they're going? And I can't see what's going to change things for the Dallas Cowboys. He talked about a couple of other things that I wish I could say on the air, but I can't, that were pretty, pretty, pretty interesting about what's happened with Dallas and how what the Cowboys, you know, what the fate is of the Cowboys. But, you know, here's the thing. If we just strictly look at it from the point of view of the standings, and you look at the NFC least, it really is the least. The Redskins are 5-3, Philly's 5-5, Cowboys are 3-5. I mean, the Giants are, you want to talk about a pathetic team, and there's nothing happening on that team except for Saquon Barkley and the overpaid Odell Beckham Jr., who is a tremendous athlete, but he's trying to wrap his head around the lowly Giants, and he's not doing a great job of that. And Eli Manning, all the questions are about, come on, Eli Manning is not the guy to continue to be the quarterback for that team. What are they going to do? What's going to happen there, right? So on that note, got a bunch of emails, so I want to go to those emails. Got one here from Danny, and Danny says, I'm going to go high, Kate. I'm going to say the Eagles just trashed the Cowboys 42-34. They have incentive because the game's in Philly. And then this one is from Susan, and Susan says, my boyfriend wanted me to email you, Kate. And he says, the Dallas Cowboys are going to surprise a bunch of people. The Cowboys win it, and the score is going to be 28-24. 28-24. Boy, that'd be, if the Cowboys scored that many points, it would be against Philadelphia. That would be stunning if that happened. If you look at what's happened during the year, starting off with the loss to the Panthers, then they beat the Giants barely, and they only mustered up 20 points then. Lost to the Seahawks, couldn't get beyond 13. You look at the last two games, and they lost both of those games where they scored just 14 points against the Titans and 17 points against the Redskins. I mean, yes, they blew out Jacksonville, but it was Jacksonville, and that was the biggest blowout and the biggest win probably. And then you got Sean Lee, who their star linebacker, who strained his hammy. He could miss 4 to 6 weeks. Oh, it gets worse, doesn't it? Stay with us.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com.
dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sinbones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Be able to interfere with the Mueller investigation in any way. They should not be able to end it. They should not be able to limit it. They should not be able to interfere with Mueller going forward and doing what he thinks is the right thing. And that will help guide us as we go through this process.
Longtime New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer reacting to the reverberation felt in Washington and elsewhere over the ousting, really, of Jeff Sessions, no longer the Attorney General. Who better to talk about that than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Hey, Ellen.
Hi. Well, the most amazing thing is, had Sessions stayed in the Senate, he probably would have gotten reelected. That's number one. Number two, Mueller said that after the midterms, he was going to come out with his report or his viewpoint, and we haven't heard from him. Of course, the election was just yesterday, so he's got at least to the end of the week. And thirdly, when Sessions resigned today, he said, at your request. So he was not stupid. He made it clear that he was being fired.
Wow. And ultimately,
I know, it's staggering.
It is staggering. I mean, the second it happened, and I'm sure your phone blew up too, and everybody was telling you, and you might have been aware as it was happening, and it was everywhere. That's what everybody was talking about. I say in America Tonight, Ellen, that we talk about the buzz in the land. Everyone's talking about this.
Well, everyone's talking about that. And then Jim Acosta from CNN was kicked out of the White House. Now, the Correspondents Association has not reacted to that yet, but I imagine they will. And they claim that he hit an intern or something, but the person next to him said no such thing happened and released photos of Jim Acosta. I mean, this is insanity. And I have to tell you, our booth at the White House is right across from CNN. Literally,
wow.
It's just...
It's just right there, yeah. So listen to this, Ellen. You probably heard this, but here's a little snippet of some of that Acosta stuff.
Right.
There was an officer who stood in front of the doorway to the security booth that I've gone through every day for the last, or every working day that I come to the White House for the last 5 years. So it was a pretty surreal experience. I mean, I never thought in this country that I wouldn't be able to go and cover the President of the United States simply because I was trying to ask a question.
Wow. So that's, I like the way he put that. And you understand about the hard pass, et cetera. This is unprecedented,
oh,
right?
Of course. It's, you know, I've been covering the White House since the summer of 93. So it's been at least 25 years, and I have never heard of anything like this. And I imagine the Correspondents Association is going to react terribly to this. It's not a good situation between that and Sessions, that the Trump, Mr. Trump thinks he's king.
Wow.
It's staggering.
Wow. Wow. And, of course, now, you know, we have another election coming up after these 2 years. Do you think any of this has an impact on that?
Well, obviously we'll have an impact. Of course, I'm one of the people that doesn't think Donald Trump is going to make it to the next election because he's gained 25 pounds and he's in office. He's no spring chicken. He's older than I am, if that's humanly possible. And I think that, you know, there's a good possibility that we're not going to see him running, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, it remains to be seen, of course. Hey, how about all the women that were elected in these midterm elections? What do you think about that?
Well, this is the first time that we have seen so many women running and so many women elected. And there is a group called Run for Something, and part of what they do, it's not the full thing of what they do, is to get women elected. So we're going to see a lot more women that they're going to put up for election. A lot more women are going to be running. And I think that's great. And we clearly saw people, I mean, I can never pronounce her last name, the woman from New York. She's the youngest woman elected. And as you know, she was in a debate with her Democratic counterpart who, you know, basically blew off the debate, didn't think she was worth it, and she won.
Yeah, wow. And it's 29 years old. Yeah.
Right.
How about that?
I think we're going to see some amazing things happen. I really do. I think this country, you know, it's interesting. I'm just reading a book about the Civil War and the history of the United States, Jill Lepore's book. And basically what you see going on in the United States now, which we think is so terrible, basically has gone on in the United States before. And as a friend of mine who's a talk show host said, well, we've gotten through it before. We'll get through it again.
That's a perfect way to put that. And we'll see now what happens with the changing of the guard, because you've got the House that's Democratic and you have the Senate that's Republican, or they have the majority, obviously. So that means this will be a much different 2 years for the president, right?
Well, that's very interesting. What's interesting is that the Republicans, when they took over the House, put in a rule saying that instead of going to the minority before you issue a subpoena, that the majority could just issue a subpoena. Well, what goes around comes around in Washington, D.C. And what's very interesting is that now that the Democrats control the House, or will, they can issue all the subpoenas they want. And the one thing I want to look at is Mr. Trump's tax return.
Oh, yeah, we'll see if we ever see that day.
Oh, I think we will see that day, because I think the Democrats are going to make sure we see that day. And frankly, I can't wait.
There you go. Ellen, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for weighing in.
Thank you.
All right. So you heard Ellen that she's covered the White House since the early 90s, never seen anything like it. And people are talking about that. And by the way, just as soon as that left her lips, I got this. A buddy of mine just sent me this. The White House Correspondents Association released a statement saying they strongly object to the Trump administration's decision to use U.S. Secret Service security credentials as a tool to punish a reporter with whom it has a difficult relationship, revoking access to the White House complex as a reaction out of line to the purported offense and is unacceptable. The White House Correspondents Association on the White House to immediately reverse the weak, they said, and misguided action. Wow, what a whirlwind hump day, right? So the fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions leaving, hanging in the balance, the Russian investigation, and Mueller, what happens there, this latest row with somebody who works for CNN, and what can happen next? And there were some lessons, I think, from the midterms, and it really is like it's 2020. Somebody said that to me. You know what? It's 2020, and already the president's campaign has raised $100 million, and there are television and some digital ads that are out there, so there already is some campaigning, you could say, going on for the next time around. And there's no question that there is a different kind of political divide that is happening in the country, and we're seeing that, what's happening since the midterm elections, and then what's going on with Obamacare. In the last couple of midterm elections, you know, nothing has crushed the Democratic congressional candidates more than the Affordable Care Act. There was so much backlash to it. The law certainly contributed to the loss of 63 House seats in 2010. Excuse me. And with that, the Democratic control, an additional 13 in 2014. Since Obamacare was enacted in 2009, Republicans campaigned to repeal it in these last elections. So now where are we with health care? Where do we stand in that? And then money was a big factor. And of course, money was a big factor, because how much do people spend on campaigns? It's so crazy. I mentioned the number, the billions, the over $5 billion that was spent, $5.2 billion. That's the biggest we've seen in midterm fundraising in two decades. I mean, that's so much money being dumped into campaigns. $10 million for a House campaign? $10 million? $46 million in Georgia's 6th congressional district? Wow. 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 Thanks to all of you for weighing in, hanging out, and paying attention to our little old show. You can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and let your thoughts flow. Make it count, everybody. Jack never turned around. I am born again.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.